Good evening. Welcome to our Sunday night Bible study tonight. Tonight we're going to study on five reasons Jesus submitted to baptism. John preached and baptized near the Jordan River and called for people to repent. They flocked to the desert to hear a new, refreshing message. His preaching pricked their hearts and brought them to the knowledge that they needed to turn from their sin. So why did Jesus submit to baptism? He had no sin to repent of because he never sinned. Wouldn't his entry into the river tell the crowd that this man was just one of them? Wouldn't this reflect that he had sinned also? While those standing nearby didn't grasp the identity of the one in the water, John, however, did. He pointed to his cousin in the flesh and told the crowd, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John didn't want to baptize the one he knew was the Messiah. Instead, he proclaimed his own need to be baptized by the Lamb. Yet, this desert prophet did honor the request, and Jesus submitted to baptism. Open your Bibles tonight to the book of Mark, chapter 1, and let's read verses 1 through 11. The Bible says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. And preached, saying, "There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchel of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway come up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the time we have together tonight. We pray, Father, that you take this message, instill it in our hearts, and let us know why Jesus, though he never sinned in this life, why he was baptized by John. We ask you, Lord, that you'll bless this study as we go into your word tonight. For it's in Christ's name we ask it all. Amen. There are five specific reasons Jesus submitted to baptism, even though it was not necessary for him to do so. Number one. To identify with us. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 through 8, the Bible says, "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion of as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Now Adam was given the dominion to rule and reign over all creation, but he and Eve were deceived into giving those rights away. Because the Creator does not violate his word, he didn't have the legal right to just come down and throw Satan out. For Jehovah to legally defeat Satan's rule, Christ had become one of us. He had replaced the first Adam. Christ came to earth to defeat the works of the devil and to show us how to live in that victory. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says this, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus was baptized to identify with us as humans, to show he had authority on earth. The Word made flesh laid aside the benefits of deity and functioned on this earth as a person, even though in his spirit he was part of the Godhead. He did this to identify with us and to be able to defeat the devil as a human filled with the Spirit. Jesus shed perfect, sinless blood to purchase our redemption. But he overcame temptation as a man filled with the Spirit. If he had done what he did as divinity, he wouldn't have the ability to follow that example. But because we are filled with the same Holy Spirit as Christ was, we can resist temptation the same way. The second reason Jesus chose to be baptized was to validate John's ministry. Mark chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. The Bible says, "As it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." At the time John appeared on the scene, Israel had not heard from a prophet, Elijah, for over 400 years. John came in the capacity of Elijah, proclaiming the kingdom was at hand. While the Jews hated the Romans, they were under their foreign rule. They had been absorbed into the Roman culture. Israel had lost their semblance as a nation. Synagogues had been substituted for temple worship because they had no temple until Herod rebuilt it. The Hebrew language was hardly used anymore. Instead, they spoke Aramaic and Greek. Following the law had become a ritual with no meaning. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, "You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them." Now, when John preached, they heard life, not dead works. Ears and eyes were starting to open. He prepared the way for those who would listen to know the Savior. The Son's actions confirmed John as the prophet. The third reason Jesus chose to be baptized was to acknowledge he was the beloved Son. Immediately after Jesus came up out of the water, a voice from God out of heaven spoke and said in Mark chapter 1, verse 11, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The announcement from heaven showed John this was the one who he had been preaching about. Not all of those who stood nearby heard the message, but obviously Satan did. Up until then, the devil couldn't find the Messiah. Satan had tried to kill people since the beginning in search of the Redeemer foreshadowed in the garden. He tempted Cain to kill Abel. Maybe Abel was the one because the Lord saw that one as righteous. Maybe it was one of the Hebrew children. He killed hundreds, maybe thousands of babies, but missed Moses. The fallen angel never knew who the Redeemer was, but he knew one was coming. He tried to corrupt the human bloodline all through Israel's history by deceiving Israel into heathen worship. If there was not a virgin, there could be no virgin birth. Even after the angelic proclamation at Christ's birth, the prophecy of Simeon and the wise men acknowledged him. The devil was so stupid, he didn't know which person was the Messiah. He didn't know which one to get, so he killed all babies in the area 2 years old and younger. Listen, his attempts to kill the infant king of the Jews failed. When the Son of God was in the wilderness, Satan tempted him to question the identity that had been declared by the Father. Now the devil had the target, and all he had to do was bring this one down the same way he brought down the first Son of God, Adam. The voice from heaven at the Jordan River confirmed that Jesus was the Father's only begotten Son. The fourth reason Jesus chose to be baptized, even though he did not need to, was to represent his future death, burial, and resurrection. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their life subject to bondage. The Messiah went into the water and submitted to John's immersion of him to represent submitting to death. He was buried in the water the way his body would be buried in the ground. He came up out of the water as an image of his resurrection. The Holy Spirit descended upon him, and he was now endowed to do the Father's will. Our Savior was tempted in the same way we are. However, he overcame all temptation by the authority of the Word of God. He tells us to do the same thing. Resist the devil, and he will flee from us. He was the beloved Son of God, but he was overcoming temptation as the Son of Man by using the Word of God. And he gives us the power to do the same thing today. Do you realize that if we resist Satan, he will flee from us? But if he tries to get us, even though we have that armor of God upon us, one of those things that Paul encourages us to put on in Ephesians chapter 6 is the Word of God. And that Word of God will cast Satan out. How did Jesus fight Satan in Matthew chapter 4? He used the Word of God. We have the same capacity to do today. We can overcome Satan by studying and using the Word of God to battle him with. Let me tell you, my friend, that's why the Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." We, as God's children, will have the power to battle Satan if we'll just use the word of God. If we'll just use that word and battle him, we can defeat him. Listen, my friend, Jesus never sinned. He came into this world as a human being, a perfect human being, born of a virgin, and he never sinned. He lived his life some 33 and a half years, and he never committed any sin. But yet, he was still baptized. He was baptized for many reasons, to identify with us, more importantly, to show us he was one of us. He wanted to show us that he was one of us in all of our temptations, all of our struggles, all of our trials. Jesus wanted to identify with us, so therefore he was baptized just like we are baptized after we are saved. And he also was baptized to validate John's ministry. Listen, John came into this world as a messenger for Christ. He came into this world as a messenger to deliver the Word of God, deliver repentance to the people, preaching repentance from dead works and preaching that people could be saved if they would just give their heart to Jesus. That's what John did. He took that commission that God had given him, and he used that commission to lead people to Jesus and get them to be baptized in the River Jordan. And that's exactly what he did. He used that. And the third reason, as we talked about, to acknowledge he was the beloved Son of God. Listen, people did not know who Jesus was. He came into this world as a human baby. They did not know, the people, ordinary people, did not know who Jesus was. He did this, and he was baptized to acknowledge he was the beloved Son. Because when that Holy Spirit came down like a dove and rested upon Jesus, and that voice spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," that let people know that he was the beloved Son of God, that God had sent to this world to represent him to the people. And the fourth reason, as we talked about, to represent his future death, burial, and resurrection. Do you realize today, when you are baptized, you're symbolizing your death to the old life and your resurrection to the new Christian life? Do you realize that? That's why we are baptized and we're put under the water. Because just as Jesus was put under the water, we are put under the water the same way. We are burying our old sin, our old life, under that water. And we are being raised to a new life in Jesus Christ. Listen, my friend. He could have had that called the angels and done with Satan what was saying Jesus could do. Jesus could have called the angels to deliver him from Satan, from the temptation Satan was giving him, from everything Satan was trying to do to him. He could have called the holy angels down and done what Satan was saying Jesus could do. But Jesus knew to fulfill God's will. He had to overcome Satan by the power of the Word of God. The same Word is available to every believer to defeat the temptations we face. For Christ to take away Satan's rule, he had to die, he had to be buried, and he had to be resurrected. The fifth reason Jesus chose to be baptized, even though he did not need to be, was to induct him into the office of the priesthood. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 15. "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Suffer it to be so, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And then he suffered him." Now Christ kept the perfect law perfectly, which no one else could do. At birth, his earthly parents took him to be circumcised to obey the order of the commandments. He satisfied the requirements of Exodus 29:4 and verse 7 through baptism, which inducted him into the office of high priest. To fulfill all righteousness, Christ needed to follow all ordinances laid out by the holy commandments. He was washed in water at the Jordan and anointed by the oil of the Holy Spirit once he rose from immersion. All three persons of the Trinity were present on this occasion. The Son in the water, the Father's voice from heaven, and the Spirit descending upon Christ as a dove. Unlike the Jewish priest who performed the rituals and ceremonies, our Savior was the perfect high priest as well as the perfect sacrifice to cleanse us from all of our sins. He made intercessions for us to the holy judge with his own blood. No more high priests, no more sacrifices are needed for our redemption. No more priest do we go to. The Catholics are all wrong in their theology. Listen, you don't have to have a priest to pray for you. You can go because of the blood of Christ. You can go boldly before the throne of grace. You can go boldly into God's presence. The Catholics have it all wrong. You do not need somebody to pray for you. You can pray for yourself, my friend. Fifthly, concerning our baptism experience. Our experience of baptism, whether we have already followed this command or it is still in the future, can be enhanced as we reflect on the reasons our Savior submitted to this ordinance. We can offer thanks to our Father for sending His Son and thanks to the Son for His obedience. When we enter the baptismal waters, our actions represent what we have done in our hearts, identify with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and we do the same thing He did. We are buried in the water in the likeness of His death and raised out of the water in the likeness of His resurrection. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that He should show forth the praise of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now of the people of God, which He had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Our high priest identified with us as the Son of Man, so He could save us from our sins as the Son of God. Listen, my friend, I hope you take this lesson tonight and use it as you go out and witness to people in this land, as you go out and tell your friends and family about a Jesus that loved you. Remind them that Jesus was baptized to relate to us as the Son of God, to identify with us, and to represent His future kingdom reign in heaven as our high priest. Listen, my friend, Jesus came to this world as a sinless sacrifice. He came to this world to be the perfect sacrifice, to go to the cross, to die a sinless death, to die on the cruel, rugged cross, never committing any sin, never committing anything worthy of death. But Christ chose to go to that cross so He could die and save us from our sins. But before He did, remember, He was baptized. He was baptized for specific reasons, and I want to go over them again one more time so you'll understand fully. To identify with us, Jesus wanted to identify with us in every way. He wanted to identify with us in His life, in His death, and in His resurrection. Jesus wanted to identify with us as human beings. He came to this world as a sinless person, but He wanted to relate to sinful people so that they might understand who He was. The second reason Jesus went to the cross, I want you to listen very carefully. The second reason Jesus went to the cross, and the second reason He was baptized, was to validate John's ministry. John was an ordinary man. John was an ordinary man that was born into this world to testify of Jesus Christ. He was not a special person. He was not anybody that anybody would look up to. He was not anybody that anybody would admire. But John was the messenger of God. He came to prepare the way for our Lord. He came to preach repentance from dead works, and that's what Jesus did. He made John, and he requested of John to baptize him to validate John's ministry. And the third reason, listen very carefully, to acknowledge he was the beloved Son of God. Anybody could be baptized when Jesus was there. Many people were. But nobody was signified as the living Son of God except Jesus. Everybody else that was baptized by John was just put under the water and taken out. Jesus went under the water, and when he came up, the Spirit came down and landed upon him, and the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." That signified that Jesus was the beloved Son of God. And fourthly, Jesus was baptized to represent his future death, burial, and resurrection. Listen, Jesus died on the cross, but he didn't just die. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. He rose the third day. And his baptism symbolized all that. His death was when he went under the water. His resurrection is when he came out of the water. Listen, my friend, Jesus was baptized to represent his death, burial, and resurrection. And lastly, and I want you to forget this, I want you to keep it in your mind, Jesus chose to be baptized to induct himself into the office of priesthood. Jesus is our high priest in heaven today. There is no need for a priest to pray for us. There is no need for someone to go to God on our behalf. We, because Jesus went to the cross, because Jesus was baptized in that water to induct himself into the office of our high priest. When the veil rent on the cross, when Jesus was on the cross, and the veil rent from top to bottom, listen very carefully, my friend, that opened the way for us to go to God without the need of a high priest. We no longer have to go to someone else to pray for us. We have authority to go to God anytime we need to pray to him. And that, my friend, is all we have for you tonight. I hope that you've got something out of this study. I hope that it will help you in your walk with God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that our Savior chose to be baptized to relate to us, to do the things that we've talked about tonight, to represent his death, burial, and resurrection, to show us that he was the Son of God, to all the things that we talked about tonight. Lord, we thank you that Jesus chose, even though he never sinned, he chose to be baptized to show us all of these things we've covered tonight. We bless you, we praise you, we glorify you, for it's in Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen.